Now to COVID-19 vaccines. They work. Researchers estimate that the shots prevented about 2 million American deaths in the first year alone. But that's not stopping conspiracy theorists from spreading misinformation. And have you seen the most recent campaign photos posted online accompanied by the hashtag died suddenly? The posts showcase recent deaths, a child, a celebrity, an athlete, who, it's implied, died unexpectedly after their vaccination. Well, some people didn't die. Sports podcasts immediately jumped on the died suddenly bandwagon after Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin collapsed and survived a cardiac arrest caused by a hit to the chest. His name was instantly tweeted out with the hashtag died suddenly, even though, again, he lived and, two, hadn't had a recent shot. The CDC reports that tweets using the hashtag died suddenly spiked to 17,000 the day after his collapse. The campaign started last year with a short online documentary video on the dark web that amalgamated many of the so-called deaths. Family members of many of those included are outraged. One parent says her son died in a car accident 3 years before the COVID vaccine came out. Let's bring in Renee DiResta. She's with the Stanford Internet Observatory, where she studies conspiracy theories. Renee, we last spoke to you a little more than 2 years ago. Vaccines just being introduced. Here we are again. What do you know about this hashtag died suddenly?
Died suddenly became prominent in around November of 2022, as you note, because there was a documentary of the same name. The documentary was produced by an individual who had made other documentaries with conspiracy theories about the COVID vaccine. And one of the interesting things about Died Suddenly, though, is that it manages to hit on just the right tone, just the right degree of curiosity. We've all seen the words died suddenly written in a newspaper article. We've all seen them in obituaries. And by taking that language, decontextualizing it, and implying that there's something nefarious about the COVID vaccines, what the documentary tries to do is create a link in people's minds, an association between being vaccinated and dying suddenly. Right. So the implication is that there is an epidemic of sudden deaths because people have been vaccinated.
Well, it's one thing to believe that someone you knew had died suddenly because of the vaccine. But apparently, there aren't any people that people know because they're taking these people out of the ether. They include the death of a six-year-old who died of epilepsy and chronic respiratory disease, according to her family. And this is the AP reporting. Her mother, devastated to see her daughter's name tweeted out as somebody who might have died suddenly from a vaccine. Also included in these fake vaccine deaths, an actress who actually died of complications from a bacterial infection. I mean, to be clear, are these deaths that we're seeing and died suddenly, are any demonstrably attributable to a vaccine, a COVID vaccine?
Well, it's not clear that the people who are tweeting it would know the answer to that. In order to make that claim, you'd have to have a person who had an adverse event, and this would have been investigated by physicians, by medical authorities to try to come to that conclusion. There would have been an investigation. What this Twitter account is doing, though, is it's not waiting for any of that. There are occasionally rare events attributable to a vaccine. That's why this is so effective. It takes something where there is a grain of truth, but what it does is it tries to blow it up into something that's happening with far more frequency, far more prevalence than it possibly could be. And so what you see in these stories are rumors in which a person dies. There is a news headline that goes out about an unexpected or sudden death, particularly if it is somebody who is somewhat famous or well-known. And what this account does is it then insinuates that the death is tied to the vaccine. There's no way for it to know if the person was vaccinated, but that's not important. The facts don't matter. What matters to this account is that by creating a perception that there's a lot of smoke, that a lot of sudden deaths are happening, it can make that link happen in people's minds. People are not necessarily going to go and follow the story of a particular death for a week or however long it takes to do an investigation.
Have you in your research come up with any sense that there's suddenly a wave of people dying suddenly that's raising suspicion in you know, health circles?
Not according to anything that health authorities or institutions have put out. What this film is claiming is that there is an epidemic that these agencies are ignoring or not responding to. This is something that is a little bit absurd, given that, if you recall, in the early days of the rollout of the J&J vaccine, it was halted after a few incidents of heart-related events. I think there were 6 incidents of heart-related events. So very, very early on, the CDC and other institutions were monitoring for adverse events quite closely. They're still monitoring for adverse events quite closely. if you actually dig into the stories that this account is putting out, it's people who have died of accidental causes, people who have died of cancer, people who have died of pre-existing medical conditions, people who have died, and it does not know the status of their, you know, their vaccine status. But what it is trafficking in is suspicion. It is trafficking in concern. And what we see with rumors is that people share them and pay attention to them if they have an element of concern. And that's because the idea that people could be taking a vaccine or getting a booster and being injured is something that there is public concern about. And it's hitting people on an emotional level about a real fear that they actually have.
The AP found that the use of the hashtag died suddenly surged by 740% in tweets over the last 2 months. Look, is there any recourse for the families who are seeing their loved ones used in these campaigns?
Unfortunately, oftentimes that would have to be legal recourse or trying to prevail upon the platforms to take them down. This is not the first time that we've seen anti-vaccine activists pick up the deaths of children and use them in inappropriate ways. This happened not infrequently with SIDS deaths, where prior to the COVID pandemic, you would see anti-vaccine activists trumpeting SIDS deaths as evidence of children being injured or killed by vaccines.
Renee, why does this matter?
Well, we're in a very low trust period right now, with low trust in institutions, low trust in media, and people are confused. It's very hard to figure out what's real, what's not real. They're concerned about their health, but they don't know if they want to go get another COVID booster. And what you're seeing from groups like Died Suddenly is they are putting out this content, they're spreading rumors, people come away feeling hesitant, feeling convinced that there is a problem here, that people are dying suddenly as a result of the COVID vaccine, and that they in turn either reject taking a vaccine that might be beneficial for them, or that they reject engaging with or taking other medical treatments that might be beneficial to them because they lose trust in the medical establishment. So a lot of what's happening here is a battle for trust and a battle for attention playing out on a topic that has real ramifications for people's lives.
Renee D'Aresta, Technical Research Manager at the Stanford Internet Observatory, and she has been observing, along with others, this died suddenly hashtag. It's just not true. Renee, thank you.
Thanks so much.